Hi everyone, my name is Yemisai Blake and I am a writer and photographer, and what I do essentially is support young creatives in their decisions to create work, to connect to other people and bring them close to organisations. As part of that, I do a lot of work with young people who are labelled as non-educated delinquents, not in education, training or employment, and generally written off by a lot of other people. I'm just wanting to share a story with you. Last week, I was sitting in a youth club in North London and waiting for some young people who, generally they find it hard to be engaged for 90 seconds and they were running about 60 minutes late. I'm sitting there with a youth worker and saying, oh, okay, what's going on? Well, we always wait for these young people, that kind of thing. Generally losing a little bit of confidence in the project. A few minutes later, one of the young men come in. He's wearing a white t-shirt like mine and he's got kind of like black stuff all spread around his t-shirt. And we were like, where have you been? Two of his mates have been sitting outside of a housing estate where they live, and they looked up at the 10th floor and they saw that smoke was coming out of one of the windows. So they ran in, they ran up to the 10th floor because the lifts weren't operating, banged on everyone's door, and then they kicked the door open where the smoke was coming out. Inside, there was a woman and her child in one room. She didn't even know that there was a fire in her house. So they got her out, and afterwards they saved one of her other children who was in another room where the fire was. And then they came after that to a youth club to do a creative art session. And the reason why I mention that now is because in the context of them being late for our session, you know, in that day 90 minutes meant nothing, 90 seconds meant nothing for us in terms of waiting for them to come. But you know, 90 seconds did mean so much in them saving their family from that situation. And I just wanted to share some of the learnings that, you know, I've had from being in situations with those young people, and especially that situation last week. Be patient, because at the time when you're about to give up, something will always turn around. Sidetracks aren't just an influence that is not wanted, they're really, really important. Surround yourselves with young minds who are making themselves, making new decisions, and sometimes do things that's a little bit crazy. And sometimes help comes from the most unexpected people and situations.